live from the Third Coast. It is our time to focus on where genealogy and spirit connect. A time to focus on our connection with ourselves and our past. Here's your host, Susan E. King.
Hello, everybody. It's another Tuesday down on my island anyway. Welcome. Going to have a fun show today. And Angela's back. We've been doing this every other week, and people seem to be really enjoying it. And the topic today is going to be something that I think we all need to pay attention to. Time. You know, time really gets the best of us. And the one thing that I have been working at and learning over the last several months is that the only perfect time is now. And I want to kind of intro in, and Angela's listening, because she and I have kind of been going through some of these things that we all seem to get into. But one of the things I've really been working hard at, and I really hope that that today's show is going to help everybody get there, is really to pay attention, to not worry about what your outcome is, and just let things be the way they're going to be. Perfect case in point, I've had a boat on the market for 2 years. 2 weeks ago, it sold. And I finally gave it up. I quit worrying about the outcome of getting this boat sold. And lo and behold, suddenly a buyer came up, and within a week, it was gone. So I really want to talk a little bit today and spend some time with Angela, and we are going to be taking your calls, and she'll be more than happy to do readings with you. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. So, Angela, let's get back to our time.
Hey, Susan. Yes, time is of the essence. We're already in the first week of December, and it just seems like time is speeding up.
Doesn't it, though?
Oh. It just seems like yesterday I did last, or 2 weeks ago, interview with you. It just, time's colliding. And, you know, it's really a time for all of us to step up and take that step to doing what we need to get done in our lives.
And, you know, one of the things that you and I have talked about is what we can do as individuals to make our lives easier and better, and how we deal with time in the process.
Yes. Where did you want to start with that one?
Well, let's kind of review the pillars of time, because I think that that's really one of the bases of which, you know, you work. And let's talk a little bit about the pillars of time. And let's talk, too, about how today and right now is the perfect time.
Well, it really is the perfect time. One of the things I was thinking about earlier, with regards to the pillars of time, it is kind of like going back through a time warp, you know, like Groundhog Day when it keeps repeating itself. It's about paying attention. It's about taking you back through a series of time warps or time. I call them the pillars because they're like the doors to another time. Whether it's this lifetime or another lifetime, and sometimes we can go into future projection times. And basically, if you've set up any roadblocks for future, we can go and pull them out and figure out why it is you've done that, where your fears or lack of self or your empowering self doesn't want to go to the point that you were fear of being something greater than what you actually are. When we go backwards, we pull out what was lost and reinstate it within you to, again, empower you to bring you back to a wholeness so that you can move forward, so that you are full and moving.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit about that, because, you know, one of the things that I think we all get hung up on, and especially during the holiday season, is we are all feeling pressured. We're all feeling rushed. We have hundreds and millions of things that we're trying to get done. In my business, I have a ton of books I'm trying to finish for Christmas presents for clients so that they can give them out. And, you know, we just seem to get warped into the deadlines, I think, and really forget to take care of ourselves.
Yes.
And forget to take care of the things that we need inside of ourselves to really get through some of these strange deadline periods.
Yes. Speaking of deadlines, yesterday I felt like I had so many deadlines. I wanted to get my newsletter out. I wanted to write in my blog. I had clients to return, calls to. And I just had to close up my desk, walk away, and go outside and do some real errands. Like, you know, the funny thing was I was out shoveling snow because, as you know, we got hugely dumped on with snow up here in Canada. And so I went out and shoveled and started up my car and realized one of my headlights was out. And I was like, what am I not seeing? And that's when I finished shoveling, dropped the shovel, and off I went. I just went out and stayed out. Literally.
You know, and that's one way to take care of things is just to get away and you know, go take care of something that needs to be taken care of.
Yes.
But, you know, one of the things that I laugh about is, you know, I look at my dogs, and I happen to be a dog lover, and I have two Dalmatians, and they just are happy all the time.
It's great, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, one of the things that I think we can all learn from our pets is how to live in the now. They're not they're really not worried about the future. They don't care what you did in the past. I mean, you know, of course, you know, you mentioned, and I can't say the word TREATS, otherwise we'll have them sitting here begging. But, you know, you say a few things, they get excited, and then you give them those things, and, you know, they're calm and relaxed, and off they go. So, you know, it's they live in the now, and this is something I think that we as people, you know, fail to do. We harbor our past, and then we project our futures, and then we get disappointed because the future doesn't bring exactly what it is that we wanted.
Because
so, yeah. And, well, you know, one of the things that I can see is that we have to learn how, you know, this projection of outcome has to be something that we just totally get away with. We can definitely step, you know, to the beat of our drum, whatever that drum is. But, you know, we don't worry about what happens, you know, and we just let the steps go where they may.
Well, it reminds me, this morning I was speaking with a client of mine, and she has a great opportunity for a job right now, but it was funny because she kept wanting to analyze it over and over, and but what if, and this is what happened before, and what if I can't do this, and it was like, wow, this is really where the universe is offering you something, and you're questioning it over and over. But as you referred to the animals, they just lay there and they wait for their next meal, and they're happy because why? They know they're going to get fed. They don't question where, what, why, how, and when. They just know, and they trust
right.
it. They have a roof over their head because they have someone much larger than themselves looking after them. So I think as animals do, we need to trust in that we have something much larger looking over us.
And that is the divine and the spirit that, you know, whether it comes from a single source or the spirits of our ancestors or our guides or our angels or any of those concepts that we wish or want to believe in, that they are there and they're there to guide us and they're there to help us. And there was something, and I'm going to have to think about this. There was something that came up over the last few days that, you know, I knew that one of my ancestors were just pounding at my door.
And?
And I'll have to remember exactly what it is. I've gotten so used to it happening these days that I should be journaling, and I'm not. But
Yeah, usually they come with messages, and it's important to pay attention, and not just to the ones that have passed, but to the ones that are in front of you as well.
And we have, you know, and during the holidays, we really do have opportunities to be with family, and you know, and how do we, you know, deal with some of the issues that we have with family? I mean, there are a lot of people that probably, you know, look forward to being with their family, and there are people that don't look so forward with to being with their family. And how do we, you know, and again, it's dealing with the now. I mean, don't worry about what's going to happen. Just go, just step, just do. And, you know, at the end of the day, things will work out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, go with the expect the unexpected. Go with your great attitude, with your open heart and lots of encouragement. And you show up and you be the best that you can. And don't take things personal and try to step outside of the drama. And when it's done, just say thank you and, you know, just hope that everything works out. Really.
You know, that's true, too. And, you know, another thing that I think is very important during this time, and I've been practicing it this holiday season, and I think it's very important, is, you know, the giving, the volunteering, and doing something special and unexpected for someone who does not expect something. And, you know, you get such a good feeling. And, that you know, that old saying about one good deed deserves another. If you're stuck in a rut, I will tell you the best thing to do is go do something, and it doesn't have to be much, for somebody else, and surprise them and give them something that they didn't expect, whether it's holding a door open for them as they're going out the Walmart, and you know, it just little things like that. And it really does make you feel better. And the more you give, you know, the more you seem to get back in return.
Absolutely. I think also the importance is that someone else gets something and that they feel good. It's funny because I just wrote about that in my blog today, about just saying hello to somebody, really just acknowledging them no matter where you are. And it's a way of saying, I see you. That's it. Just simple.
And even just smiling at people when you walk past them in the aisles. I mean, I've been playing around with that. That's kind of a lot of fun.
It is, and because people look at you kind of strange, like, why are you smiling at me?
Well, not only do they look at you strange, but if they're walking around with, you know, a putz look on their face, you know, and you smile at them and they force a smile back, you know, then you broaden your smile. And it really is amazing. And people are so wrapped up, and I mean, we're all like this, and I know that I'm just as guilty as the rest of the world, is that I get onto something and I may not be smiling, and I'm just, you know, got this awful look on my face of utter confusion, and you know, somebody smiles at me and it just changes my whole day.
It's like a stress releaser when someone looks at you and smiles or just acknowledges you, and then you're you know, dumbfounded when they say, "How are you?" I'm sorry, were you talking to me? I thought there was someone behind me because I think I had my head down. And then it's like, wow, this person's actually talking to me. And I'm like, hi, great, I'm good. And how are you? Good. Well, have a nice day. And that's all it takes.
And that really that's really about being in the moment too.
It is. Instead of checking your shopping list or thinking about the next thing that you have to get done because you only have so much time out, it's just about being there.
It really is. Any event, Angela is available to do readings today. If anybody is interested, let's get these phones ringing. It's 888-815-9756. I know we've had callers every time we've been on the show, and several of them have had some pretty amazing openings because of their call-ins to you. Isn't that true?
Yes, actually, it has. A couple people had signed up for coaching sessions, which was amazing, and have really made some breakthroughs. And even some of the people last 2 weeks ago that had some calls that came in, it was really about identifying something that either they've been hiding behind or they just didn't see. And I really feel that is really significant for taking, you know, the first steps of really moving forward.
So, anybody out there that feels like they're drowning in their little environment, and trust, we've all been there. I mean, I was feeling this way just 2 or 3 months ago, and I had gotten myself so overworked and so overwhelmed with everything that I really had to have, several big things just kind of hit me over the head, bang, bang, bang. Yeah. And I had to change how I operated. And you know what, Angela? I've got work coming in from every source imaginable. I don't even know where it's coming. And, you know, I decided I'm going to slow down. I'm not going to, you know, go after as much work as I was trying to get. And, you know, even though I made that decision, it's still coming in, you know, at a nice pace. So
good for you.
It's amazing. It is amazing how you can transform your own life just by making a few minor changes. And especially if you're overwhelmed and are feeling overwhelmed, there's something more going on there. And we got a fellow Canadian on the line for you, Angela.
Oh, great.
Yep. We have June. And hi, June. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
We're doing great.
Hey, June.
Wonderful. Hi. This
Where are you
a
from,
surprise.
June?
I'm from Airdrie, Alberta.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I just got onto your call. I just thought I'd listen for a while and never thought I'd be on the air, but seeing as I'm here.
That's
here you
great.
Are.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
What's going on in your life, June? What are you looking for around relationship right now?
Oh, well, the relationship is 21 years in the making. Two boys, teenagers, not having time together,
mm-hmm.
and I've gone on a drastic spiritual path that's pulling me in a whole new direction, and I'm also looking for, you know, finding work and being a little bit more independent financially. And not so
yes.
dependent on my husband.
Right. I feel a lot of heaviness around your heart right now, June, because I feel like you're in huge transition and a part of you is really collapsing. And it's time because you need, it's what I call the phantom death, the death of the old, and the new you is very, very much coming forward. You are currently looking for a job, or you're just thinking about it? Because I'm not getting a huge effort on this right now.
No, I haven't put out a big effort because I have an autistic teenager who just got back to school, and
okay.
he's in a private school, and I'm just getting my breath back from him being around me full time.
Okay,
and
which is good. Getting your breath back is good. Is that school that he's in right now? Are they looking for assistance?
Oh, it's possible.
Okay. I really feel strongly that that you're not quite... I know you want to get your breath, and I feel like you really want to move forward with your life, but I feel like that separation from your child that's autistic is going to be a real heaviness for you. I would suggest maybe going to that school and looking for something part-time so you can start putting your own money in your bank account. I really
okay.
feel like working with children right now is going to be part of you discovering who you are. I really want you to look deep into that and use it as a mirror for your own self-identity. And, my dear, ask for help when you need it.
Okay.
Because I'm not feeling like you're asking for enough help. I would start setting dates with your husband because he's feeling a little left out as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
I feel like you've got a strong tie there. I feel like it's going to be a long time. I just feel like you've lost yourself somewhere in between. And
oh, yes.
Now is the time to start really looking in the mirror and getting back to the basics, the love, the the understanding and all the compassion. You need to have it for yourself before you can have it for others. But while he's away at school, take the next couple weeks, even the holidays. And as of January, I would start looking into that as part as getting a part-time job, something that you can put in your own account.
Even without qualifications in the school?
I'm not sure what you mean by qualifications, but I feel the fact that you have an autistic child pretty much qualifies you for a lot of things.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was going to say the same thing. And, you know, June, it's interesting when we start a spiritual path like a lot of us have, or we get redirected after long periods of being away from that. Everything in our lives and our feelings do go through a major metamorphosis. And the people that were close to us or we felt close to, you know, seem not to be in the same place that they were. And it really is incumbent upon us to make the decision whether or not we want to move forward and whether or not these people can move forward with us, or you know, whether or not we can keep them in our lives in a different way. It's a very awkward, and I'm going through it too, so I'm well
right.
aware of that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, it's all being mirrored to us too, and so I'm seeing how I'm disregarding myself as a whole being and how I allow others to disregard me at the same time. So when I embrace that and speak openly to my husband about it, then we see how we're doing the same for each other.
Absolutely. And that's how you're going to reconnect, my dear.
And that's how I'm going to what?
Reconnect with your husband.
Right.
Because we are what we attract. So if we distance ourselves, then that's what we cause.
Right. Yeah, it's all mirrored so divinely. It's just sometimes we don't want to see it.
Well, sometimes we don't, but sometimes the universe will, it's like putting a mirror in front of us and saying, you know, you have so much worthiness and so much here that, you know, you make a choice. You can either go forward or you can choose otherwise. But I feel that your partnership is still good, and it's a long one. It's just, you know, we
right.
have these ups and downs, and what it no longer works, you need to let go of. So the old patterning is no longer available. So they'll become
right.
new patterning. And as your children grow older, you'll become closer. It's just, you know, redefining your relationship outside of the children. And that's really important.
Right. Thank you very much, both of you.
You're quite welcome.
It was nice talking to you. Have a beautiful day.
You too, June. You know, it's really interesting, and I may be learning, getting a little bit of information from June for myself, is, you know, I have found some distancing going on with some of the friends that I've had over these many years, and I can see that part of it might be me.
Susan, I love you when you do that. I just, it's like, bam, I just hit a wall. Okay, I see it.
Well, you know, that's how we have to, you know.
I know, it's awesome, and I love that you just put it out there, and I love it when the light bulb comes on. That's all I can say.
Thank you, June.
Yes, thanks, June.
You know, it's true, and every, you know, again, we're living in the moment, and, you know, listening to June and you know, really listening to the callers and some of the issues that they present and challenges, you know, in a lot of cases, some of it is no different than any
yeah.
one of us have. And we do learn from each other. And, you know, June's purpose of calling today was not only for her purpose, but probably to hit me over the head.
That you know, we can create our own drama, of course, in our life and get really mad at people, but really they're just the spitting image of who we are and what we're going through at the time, and we just have to be, you know, grateful that they showed up, as long as we are awake enough to say, oh, it's not them, it's me. I need to look at me. What am I doing? Because that's what mostly in, that you're actually attracting. And that's where that comes from.
Right. And I think a lot of it, too, I mean, it comes down to outcome.
Yes.
And what do you expect the outcome of any particular relationship to be?
Well,
whether it's a relationship with a child, a relationship with a parent, a relationship with a friend, or a relationship with a significant other.
Which comes down to having a relationship with yourself. Honor, trust, listen, respect, all of the above. You give that to yourself and you will only attract the same.
There we go.
It is amazing. It's just, you know, if you can just see it long enough to hear it and believe it, feel it, it's all about what we attract.
And, you know, the other thing, too, that you and I have been talking about is, especially during the holidays, is weight gain.
Oh, yes.
And I want you to know that, you know, I told you that I'd been working on my weight problem. Now it's been a year.
Yes.
But I finally went into the store on Sunday, mm-hmm. and I was starting to get people telling me that my clothes were looking a little too big.
Okay.
And so I said, okay, you know, if it's that noticeable, maybe I better go do something. So I decided to go shopping. And I was very excited because I actually put on 3 size smaller clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
And
that's
so
awesome.
I guess I was kind of walking around looking like a, let's see, what would the word be? a schlump.
Okay.
In any event. But, you know, one of the things that I noticed over the last year as I really began to progress spiritually within myself is that I'm not dieting. I just am changing my thought process and a little bit of my eating habits to be able, you know, to eat more healthy.
Good.
And the weight is just falling off. And at a very comfortable rate, nothing, you know, nothing to worry about, you know, under doctors, you know, working with my doctor.
Yeah.
And I really am finally feeling like, wow, I hadn't really thought about the fact that I'd really lost this weight because I was, all my clothes look, you know, were a little big.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why don't we talk a little bit about the whole
weight? Well, I'm wondering, what do you see when you look in the mirror now that you've bought new clothes? Do you see someone different or someone of the same?
I'm beginning to see something different.
Awesome.
But you know what was really interesting is that I never really looked at myself as being as heavy as I was. So I had never really gotten to that point, on that side of the fence where I looked in the mirror and I didn't really look at myself as heavy as I really was.
Hmm.
It was the pictures that proved that, but not what I saw in the mirror.
Interesting.
It is interesting. So go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's absolutely awesome because, you know, it's kind of like the difference between the illusions and the truth. And when you start living in your truth, it's amazing how much more you see, how much weight gain or lack of weight gain or weight loss will come in. You attract new people into your life. And you're living proof, and it's awesome. So, you know, congrats. You can't, you know, where do you go from here? Up, everywhere.
Exactly. And that's what we all want to do. And that's really what we wanted to talk about is how to step on down the road and move on up,
yes.
You know, and prepare for, you know, 2011.
Something grander. There's huge change amongst us right now. I feel like everybody's either hibernating or slightly cocooning. There's major transformation. It's like, you know, all the butterflies are about to come out of their cocoons. you know, people are speaking more openly. People are asking for help, I've noticed, more often. And, you know, kudos to everyone because it's important. This is an important time of year. A lot of old endings, what I call the phantom death, the death of the old, almost feels like a, you know, a physical part of you is dying because you've lived with it so long. But there's so many new births and it's so many endings. It's like you can't, it's hard to decipher. But just know that you're going to come out of this as a new birth.
And that's really what this time and going into 2011, 2012 is all about, is rebirth.
Yes.
And yeah. You can't be rebirthed, you know, unless you
Well, you can't take your baggage with you, as they say.
That
it doesn't
there,
fit.
Right. I mean, you have to have a death of something to be able to be rebirthed.
And, you know, when I say death of of something, it's, you know, sometimes even writing a list of what you're willing to give up, it doesn't mean that it's actually going to leave your life. But knowing that you're actually willing to give it up, it's really the death of the old. And sometimes what I've seen happen is that it'll come back to you tenfold and you get even more of what it was you were willing to give up. Because sometimes we just need to part and trust that something better will come.
And that, you know, hitting on the trust factor, you know, it really is amazing. And I mean, I go back to this, you know, making this change about 2 or 3 months ago where I just said, oops, this is not working. This is not the direction I'm supposed to be going. And, you know, I just stepped back. And then all of a sudden, things just started falling into place. And I will tell you a few of the outcomes that I thought were going to happen didn't. And I've had to, you know, readjust my thinking about, you know, this whole thing about, you know, predicting an outcome or wanting an outcome and just saying, look, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. And just leave it alone and move on down the road and do something else and it'll be what it's going to be.
That's why I always say, you know, expect the unexpected. When people call me and for readings or coachings and they say, you know, I was so disappointed, and they go on and there's always a story. But the first thing I always say is, you know, disappointment is because you've had this expectation. And when you have this huge expectation of what's going to happen, it doesn't allow for something grander. And usually the grander always is so much better than our limited thinking will allow us to do. So I just say keep an open mind, keep your eyes open, and expect the unexpected because it's much better than you could ever imagine.
I think that that's really the nail on
Hitting
the head.
The nail on the head.
Yeah, I really do. In any event, we're taking your calls. It's 888-815-9756. I'm trying to think about all the things that I have gone through in part of my transformation, because that's what you do for a living, is you're a transformation specialist. Some of us, you know, kind of transform on our own the hard way. Some of us, you know, get people like you to help us transform.
Yes.
But, you know, one of the things, too, being a professional genealogist, is I've seen a lot of people transform. And this is very interesting. When they start to, especially those who have had some ancestral backgrounds that have not been very pleasant,
yes.
Whereby the connection and finding out a little bit more about these particular people have actually allowed them to transform their lives and to be able to move forward and move past, you know, certain points. And I mean, I'm talking about people who, you know, whose father committed a murder. I mean, he probably was one of the first airplane bombers in 1950. And being able to connect with half brothers and sisters who were involved, you know, with the same father, it has, you know, it totally has transformed their lives.
Oh, I can imagine. That one must have been, you know, mind-boggling.
And I've seen it in another case where, you know, a client had two siblings that he didn't know he had because it appears that his mother, prior to committing suicide, probably had postpartum depression and killed these two babies, his siblings, and he didn't find out about it until he was in his 30s and 40s.
Wow.
And so his reconnection with part of his family, his mother's brother's family, you know, has been just one of the most exciting things that he has been able to do in his lifetime.
Well, Susan, let me ask you this. You doing this kind of work, how do you react to all this? Like, you know, that must be pretty heart-wrenching when you're there with clients and you're going through all this experiences through their eyes. How does that work for you?
Well, I'm a terrible empath. And so I feel it. I feel it as if it's mine.
Yes.
And so, you know, I mean, one of the things I think that why I enjoy doing the work that I do is that, you know, my client's family become mine.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I feel the pain and I feel the pain of their ancestors. I mean, you know, where you've got all the tuberculosis and the flu epidemic in 1918 and, you know, these people that lost, you know, child after child after child after child from epidemics. Doesn't have to be your own family. And, you know, it's just, you know, I'm an empath and I feel their pain and, you know, my job is to help them work through, the pain that they have by giving them the facts. And, you know, my job is to give them the facts.
Wow. And that's awesome. And it obviously people reconnecting through parts of their lives that they never even knew existed must be such an eye opener.
It really is. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, and trust me, there are surprises. I mean, I had a client not too long ago where, I was told that her father had two half brothers. And when I started doing the research, it turned out that these two boys that he thought were his half brothers were actually the grandsons of his father. You figure that one out.
What? That one just went for a jump.
Well, let me tell you the jump that I had when I was, you know, and then, you know, you have to try to explain this to a client. That what you thought is not the facts. So what that meant is that his father had a family, another family, and his children by this other wife were a generation older.
Yeah.
Than his. So he was told, and, you know, all his life that these were his half brothers.
Wow.
So it's, you know, it does, and there, I tell you, I've gotten to the point where nothing surprises me anymore.
No, me neither. It's funny. We're either, you know, running from our past and people and lives, or we're running to the future and not necessarily knowing where it is. So, you know, I guess it really takes us right back to being in the now. Just as you and I are having this conversation, it's, you know, just being in the moment. And gosh, it's just so important.
It really is. And, you know, and we lose it. And especially around this time of year because of all the pressures and things that everybody's going through, and we lose the now.
Yes.
And we're looking for, you know, when is the next party, or what do I have to do to prepare for the family that's going to be here for a week, or you have all these things.
Mm-hmm.
All the cooking.
the cooking. What do I need to bake? What do I need to take to this person's house next week? Where am I going with this person? What am I going to have for lunch?
And, you know, and then you have the gifts and, you know, that goes back. And I just, you know, I get so crazed with the whole commercialization of the holidays.
So do I. We've been talking about that a lot.
you know, it really is about living today and connecting with the people that are important to you. Mm-hmm. And everything else is really not important.
It's not. And I think the first part is accepting that and just saying, you know, sometimes it's just about reaching out and saying, how about we do something different this year?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, let's do something different.
Well, it is. It's about doing something different. With my family, we decided that we weren't going to go through the whole process of exchanging gifts. When I was young, my parents spoiled us and spoiled my children and my nieces and nephews for almost forever until they passed away a few years ago. And, you know, it's not quite the same with them, but that was their tradition, and we lived by it, and we honored it, and we had fun with it. But now we're starting our own traditions, and it's a lot simpler. And it's a lot easier, and it's less hassle and bustle, and it feels good.
And, you know, a lot goes back to just doing something
different.
Special. And doing something special for somebody that is unexpected, but it doesn't have to be a physical gift.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, it's funny. I love baking, and I was introduced to a new recipe, a gluten-free banana bread. Well, it is the best. And I got to tell you, just something simple. You know, it's whenever Christmas comes along, I always think of wanting to make something. I love to paint. So I love to do painted glass or knit a scarf. It's like the first thing that enters into my mind. It's so simple. Just doing something up and just giving that as a gift. And that makes me feel good, and I know the person gets to use it. And they appreciate it differently.
And if you go back in time, that's what a lot of people did.
Oh, I know. They baked up a storm, and they made blankets and sweaters and shirts and you name it. You know, things were carved out of wood, and metal was bent, and things were made, and furniture, and it was so much different.
And you know, we've lost all that. I mean, you know, that's, you know, looking back in time and in history and how, you know, people that came before us celebrated, you know, different holidays. And it was totally different.
Totally different.
Than what we do now. So, you know, my feeling is, Angela, is that, you know, we're being called back to simpler lives.
Simpler times, my dear. Absolutely.
And I think we're being called back. I mean, you see it all over the stores now. You know, big sections on gluten-free, natural foods. I mean, all this processing and things that we got into during the industrial age, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 50s, late 40s, 50s, you know, we designed this and it turned out to be all bad for us.
Go figure. Now we're trying to, you know, straighten out what we've wrinkled, really.
It really is pretty amazing. And it's taken all, you know, almost a half a century to, or more, you know, for all of us to figure out that the, you know, some of the things that we did, you know, did us more harm than good.
Yeah. And, you know, the thought of 2011, I think we need to go forward and extend, you know, the month of December and Christmas and the whole feeling of Christmas and what it has to offer. I think everybody can make, you know, their own personal agreement to say, I'm going to do this every single day, every month until next year, till the end of next year. So why not make Christmas every month on not so much the gift giving, but really the giving of the heart? And I know that's going to be one of my practices where I'm just going to open up a whole lot more and move towards that and just take one step at a time and just have my whole world open up. It's already opening up. I mean, so many changes have happened in the last month. We had you know, the 11-11 in November, we had a blue moon. We had November 29th, which was also another 11-11. We have a retrograde coming up this Friday where things will start to feel a little funny and kind of seem like things are moving backwards, but actually things are really speeding up. So, you know, watch your communications with computers and talking, and just be open-hearted with people. And for those that really need help, reach out, ask someone. And open your heart, and you'll be amazed at what you receive.
I agree. So really what we're saying, what you're saying, is that, you know, Christmas needs to be every day.
Every day.
And that, you know, it really is not a, should not be as special of a day if we look at it from the perspective of giving, and giving from the heart.
Yes, absolutely. You know, just open your heart, open your ears, your eyes, and expect the unexpected. I can't say that enough, because that's when the miracles happen.
And, you know, this is a time for miracles from what I, you know, I'm reading and I'm feeling, I'm sensing. And, you know, as long as you believe in them and you allow them to happen, and again, predicting the outcome.
Yes.
Because the outcome is not going to be the miracle. The miracle comes from the surprise.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. I agree. And it's really just, just being open. And I know it's really hard for people because, you know, everybody has their goals and their plans and they set things out and they want to see things come out certain ways. But, you know, Susan, just as you and I are talking here now, if I hadn't, you know, it's funny because I had said, wow, I'd really like to reconnect with some people that I haven't seen for a while. And when I happen to, you know, call you up, here we are today chatting. You know, it's been a great opportunity, and I wouldn't have missed this for the world, really. But I never actually expected it. So, you know, look what the universe delivers.
And it has lots to deliver to us. I mean, you know, if we just let it.
Yes, let it happen, because it is so, there's like a, you know, we have our list and then the universe has their list. So just being open to something greater is really the key here. So you have plans for the holidays. You're, I mean, we're kind of screeching up in December here.
I always have plans for the holidays, and they're very, usually very simple.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, me too.
You know, and it's really, usually I have something on Christmas Eve that for people who have no family, and we have a wonderful evening, and I call it chilling with Santa.
Aw, that's cute.
And, you know, then usually on Christmas Day, we get together with family and friends, and it's always been very nice. It's just, very laid back and whatever. And, you know, I belong to several organizations and we have Christmas parties. And one of my favorites is the one that, is, you know, where we actually, are giving to people with, who have much less than we do, and people, families that have totally nothing. And, you know, we collectively, several hundred of us, pitch in and get gift cards and whatever, and give three or four families something, a Christmas, with things that they just don't have. I mean, simple things, clothes, toys for, you know, a few of the youngsters. And those are my favorite parties to attend, as the ones that we're giving.
Yes, that's it sounds that you just reminded me, there was a couple on wrapped toy gifts that I had sitting around that I had purchased that I wanted to go out and deliver. And I actually have to do that tonight. So thanks for reminding me, because there's some places have some unwrapped gifts that need to be delivered. And yes, that needs to get done today. We've had so much snow up here that getting around has been interesting. It hasn't been treacherous, mind you, but you know, if you don't really have to go out, it's not necessary. It just, you know, feels good to just stay in.
We do not have many days like that.
No, I know. That's why it's. I'm sure it's hard for you to imagine, but yeah.
Well, we had a beach day about 3 or 4 days ago, 80 degrees. So, you know, the biggest problem that we have in our area down here in on the Gulf Coast of Texas, I call it the Third Coast, is that 1 minute it's 30, and the next minute it's 80.
Wow.
So we have a tendency to get a lot of colds, get, you know, we tend to get sick because we are going through these really very temperature changes, you know, pretty much all winter long. I mean, we may have a month stretch where we have, you know, solid cold temperatures, but I have spent many a Christmas day in shorts.
Wow.
So.
I can't imagine doing that. It's, you know, put enough wood on the wood stove and, yeah, bundle up when you go out. No
right.
Shorts around here.
Well, I guess that's why I like living where I live is, I like shorts a lot.
With your weight loss, I'm sure you look great in shorts these days.
Well, looking better. Still got a little ways to go.
No, but that's good, Susan. That's really awesome. And you feel good, and that's important.
You do. And you feel like, yeah, you know, there's not only a sense of accomplishment, but I think the biggest thing is that there is knowledge that something major in my life was released, which is why this weight came off.
Yes, you too.
And I know that it had absolutely nothing to do with my – well, it had something to do with my eating habits, but not as much with my eating habits as it had to do with something that I had been harboring.
Ah, yes.
And once I was able to release some of the tension and – the baggage of some of these past things, and we've talked about this throughout this hour.
Yes, we have, and
weight was part of the baggage.
Yes,
and 30 pounds of baggage is what they, you know, several situations or in my life was, you know, was causing me.
Yeah, we walk around with a lot of excess. I would think we actually talked about it last show. There was some things that I blogged a whole lot on weight loss around the whole spiritual waking. And, you know, it's amazing, like you said, what we harbor, what the baggage is, what we're holding on to. And, you know, the quicker we can release it, the quicker everything just kind of melts off of us. We eat proper, we look at what we're eating. We recognize the people that are toxic and relationships that we're in and even the foods and whatnot. So, you know, I always recommend journaling. And I don't know if that was part of your identification, but journaling is really important.
I did quite a bit of it during that period.
Good.
I did. And, you know, I will tell you and I will tell the audience that once you get there, this is not a diet.
No, it's not.
It is not a diet. It is a way of life, and it's a healthier way of life. And I don't, yeah, the few things that I miss, I eat in moderation, very infrequently, but I do get what I want.
Well,
and so I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
No, because you're living consciously, you're spiritually awake, and you get it. And that's all part of, you know, everyday life. The more you can do that, the healthier that you become.
And everybody's bodies are different. But, you know, one of the biggest things that we've been fed over these 50 years has been the processed sugars and the processed carbs.
Yes.
And I can probably, I know everybody's bodies are different, but I can probably put a lot of value in the fact that if you get rid of, as I did, the processed sugars and the processed carbs, and eat everything else and find gluten-free pastas and other things that, can fill in the blanks, you will be amazed at how it just melts.
Absolutely. And I want to add one extra thing to that is our processed of our old belief systems and what we've been told, and letting go of what is not ours is also a huge weight loss.
You know, that's really interesting too. And that was part of it. That was the release of my, mother's abandonment issues. So
that's a whole nother story, I'm sure, for both of us, honey.
I know. And I think we're going to have to cover that in another session because we are running out of time again.
Oh, wow. It goes so by so quickly. This was awesome, Susan. Thank you again.
Well, you are welcome. And I guess we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right, my dear. You take care. And
all right. And I think I lost her. In any event, we hope you'll join us next week on Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect. We're going to jump back into a little genealogy, and we have as our guest Daniel Horowitz with the MyHeritage.com. A lot of exciting things in the genealogy world coming from them in Israel. So we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect with Susan E. King. Each week, we will focus on the spiritual journey of connecting ourselves with our ancestors. Join us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on BBS Radio. For upcoming show information, you can visit Susan's website at www.susaneking.com.